Although Kitty Hawk, North Carolina receives most of the attention regarding the Wright brothers' first flight, it was this Ohio City where much of the work took place before and after that inaugural mission. It's a place where Orville Wright was skipping school at the age of 6 for what he thought was a very good reason. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com, trusted analysis, professional insight. Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Wilbur and Orville Wright spent much of their early years in Dayton, Ohio. Julia Frazier at Dayton Aviation Heritage National Historical Park says the famous brothers opened a print house and a bicycle shop.
In the 1890s, when Orville and Wilbur Wright had their bicycle business, bicycles were the cutting edge of technology.
Orville showed an interest in technology. It was a trait his mother saw early in her son's life.
She goes to check with the teacher to see how well he's doing, and teacher's response is, "Orville? We haven't seen him since that first day of class." Susan and her husband Milton asked Orville what he had been up to. Come to find out, he had been going down two houses to his friend Ed Sines' house, and he and Ed Sines had been systematically pulling apart Ed Sines' mother's old sewing machine to find out how it worked. He was 6 at the time.
They began to experiment with kites and gliders in the 1890s. But other work came first.
They had their printing business and their bicycle business running concurrently, and their busy season was spring and early summer. And in their letters, you will find references that, well, they've had to cease their aviation experiments because this is their busy season.
The first flight came in 1903 at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Wilbur died in 1912, but Orville lived to see two world wars.
He lived until 1948. So he lived to see the development of jet propulsion. And in fact, at his funeral, 4 jets flew over his funeral procession.
Next time, we head just outside the city to the farmer's field where the Wrights perfected flight. As we travel the countryside, in Dayton, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.